When we built this building in 1995 or six and opened it, we had an opening in that area over the door. And I saw the scholar window and I thought, how perfect.
That's Lawrence Ruggiero, director of the Morse. This is one of his favorite objects.
Here is a young man who is obviously copying important texts, perhaps holy texts, perhaps not, who has engaged in a copying activity which has been part of culture since the 9th century, when the Benedictines first developed the monasticism.
The scholar sits in a scriptorium or scribe's room in a monastery.
But he's a chronicler, and so I see him always as chronicling all of the human activity here at the Morse. And so there he sits and constantly picks up every detail of human activity and all of his observations of all of the people that come. And so he's a kind of the keeper of the history.
Here you see common elements of Louis Comfort Tiffany's work. Light filtering through vibrantly colored leaded glass and rich images of nature. The window was once in the library of the Manhattan residence of Percy R. Pine. Mr. Pine served as director of the first National Citibank of New York, now Citibank. Lawrence Ruggiero knew and worked with the Morse's first director, Hugh McCain, and sees his own role as a caretaker of the collection and its history. Perhaps that's why he feels such fondness for this modest little window.